The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There was a fellow in Ireland who was thinking about visiting some family in the States. So he called Aer Lingus and says, "How long does it take to fly from Shannon to Boston?" The operator said, "Just a minute." He said, "Oh my God, that's fantastic," and hung up. Well, what we continue to celebrate throughout the entire Easter season and throughout our whole lives is something that's fantastic. That a man should rise from the dead, but unlike Lazarus, unlike the daughter of Jairus, unlike the son of the widow of Nain, this one who died and rose again would not die again. His risen life is human life, but it's more than just human. He is glorified. Locked doors can't prevent him from entering. And he can be seen and yet not recognized until he lets himself be revealed. This is what Peter talks about in the first reading. It's the first post-Pentecost sermon. It's all about the resurrection. Because if the resurrection didn't happen, as Paul says, if Jesus was not raised, vain is your faith and you are still in your sins. Jesus rose from the dead. And he makes it clear, and Peter makes it clear in his sermon, that the scriptures foretold it. And that while David's tomb is in their midst, Jesus' tomb is empty. Peter continues to speak in the second reading about how we should live because of what Jesus did for us. He came into the world. He became a man like us in all things but sin. He lived for us and died for us and rose again, shedding his blood for us, being raised again so that we can live a new kind of life. We are to live lives of generosity and mercy and kindness and joy. He has been revealed to us as a risen Lord, that we might have a life of faith and hope. And finally, we hear the story of the disciples on the road to Emmaus, which again we've heard many, many times. Jesus reveals himself by giving an understanding to these disciples of what happened through the scriptures. And then he reveals himself to them by the breaking of bread. And this didn't happen the way I remember seeing a movie some years ago about Jesus meeting with the disciples on the road to Emmaus. And in that, when he reached his hand out, they could see the marks of the nails. That's not what happened here. Jesus broke bread, and they had known him to do this many, many times. But now they understand there's something different. They understood that this bread isn't bread anymore. The church has always understood that as the Eucharist. And it's the same Eucharist that we celebrate today. It's the same Eucharist we celebrate Sunday after Sunday, day after day. How awesome it is. How fantastic. It's not reasonable, but it's true. And with what reverence ought we to receive the Eucharist? With what reverence are we to proclaim it, the truth of the good news, by living Jesus' life within us? Charity, mercy, kindness, joy. We are to let the world know who we are and who Jesus is. We are to let the world know and understand that Jesus has been raised from the dead. He is truly risen, and he calls us to live with him and in him, until he calls at the end of our lives to live with him forever.